Sie erfasst ihre Umwelt durch konkrete wie abstrahierte Naturmotive und erschafft sie neu. So beschreibt die Künstlerin Eva Jokova selbst ihre Arbeit. In ihrer künstlerischen Praxis beschäftigt sie sich mit Fragen nach Körper und Identität und das vor allem mit tagebuchartigen Zeichnungen und dem Medium der Druckgrafik. Die ständige technologische Neuerfindung in ihrem Werk führt zur Schaffung neuer visueller Codes, die abstrahierte Zeichnungen und Figuration miteinander verbinden. Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Kunstblick Artists Folge, sagt Sascha Worrich. Der Aspekt der Reproduktion, die physische Arbeit und die Auseinandersetzung mit einem Körper sind thematische und inhaltliche Bezugspunkte für die Arbeit von Eva Jokova. Ausgestellt hat sie unter anderem bereits bei der Galerie Hilger in Wien und auf der Kunstmesse Parallel. Arbeiten von ihr wurden auch schon in Deutschland gezeigt. Vor einigen Jahren hat sie zudem für Ö1 die Grafik des Monats gestaltet. In den folgenden Minuten spricht sie über ihre Arbeit für die Kunstblick-Auktion auf Englisch. Daher, enjoy!
Kunstblick. Ich bin
Eva Jurkova. I am a visual artist based in Vienna. I moved to Vienna to pursue my studies in 2016 and stayed here after my graduation. I originally come from the Czech Republic. I was born there in 1996. I'm a taught printmaker. I discovered printmaking during my high school years, and it has been my dedication and passion ever since. And I work in printmaking since years, and recently I have worked way more interdisciplinary, but it has always been related to printing somehow. So even if I take more sculptural approach within my work, I work a lot with relief in wood and ceramics. So I work very interdisciplinary, but this has always been my biggest interest. And I learned to work simultaneously on several things at the same time and in different medias. So that's what I do.
Meine Kunst?
So I would say that my art is very physical and personal. My aim is to create space, creating space in sense of creating space for myself, but also for my images and for the figures within them, for the women who are depicted in the images. I work mostly in color fields, so that definitely also comes from printmaking, this layering of colors. I think of environments as color fields. For me, like, body is also just a color field. Objects are color fields, no matter on which color. I work with personal experiences, with real life objects and plants and feelings, and then I compose them into an image. I work on large size formats, so I can merge with the work and work with it one by one, but I also work on small paperworks, which I always carry around with me. So my practice is kind of on the go, but also printing itself and working on the big pieces is very related to my studio practice. I have a studio in Vienna where I have a printing press and a space to do these large size works. My pieces are very heavy, even though they are being a collage of paper, of this very delicate Japanese paper. They are always like the carrier of the image is this like heavy wood board with a steel frame. So there is like this whole physicality about doing this and about I really like to juxtapose these two positions, because also the themes and the motifs within the image are very delicate and very intimate. But then I like to put this, like put it in reality, you know, and for them to take space in the room. And I worked a lot in the last years with the perception of nudity and intimacy in public space, especially being a woman in public space, moving in public space as a woman, and the topic of safety and the feeling of being watched by others has kind of been reappearing especially in relations to spaces which where it's like socially normalized to be kind of half naked, like swimming places and so on. So a lot of my figures have like swimsuit or just like a top and bottom. And I really love playing with this logic also of the gaze at the figures and of like, you know, this perspective on the subject. I work a lot with like real life objects. So for instance, I have this whole series which is running since 3 years called Beachbody. And that always happens on the go. So I always travel somewhere and I take pictures, drawings, and I collect sort of like real elements, positions of body, colors, spaces. And then I kind of take these from, you know, all of the works are very autobiographical. So it's always something I saw somewhere or experienced. And then I kind of like merge it into this like composition, into this one piece. And that is always very space related to where I made it. So it's all kind of objects that exist in reality and they're just deformed, transformed, kind of stylized or changed.
Das Werk.
The work is called Distel in German. It is a 10-color lino cut, which I printed myself. It is framed in a box frame. And in the image, we see a figure which is bending over. And in the background, we see the thistle, which is kind of like raising above it. And it is actually a work that I made after a real thistle that I got near Donaukanal when I was running. And I saw that there is this communication between the image between the real nature of the plant and its like kind of hostile feeling and the body that is like turning its back towards us and kind of exposing its spine. So I saw these leaves of the thistle as the vertebra of the body somehow. And there is this communication. It's called Thistle After the Plant. I always call the works after the plant, which is kind of dominating in the image. It is an edition of 10 and it's 50 to 75 centimeters big. I think people would have to see the works in reality to understand them. I feel like there is this big aha point because the works are completely different as they translate online where most of the people see them. I don't know if I would have like one overarching explanation.